This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Throat Body.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So, you know, it only took about 24 hours, actually I think less than that, for many in Hollywood to jump on the Supreme Court criticism bandwagon, as it were. And, you know, we predicted it. I mean, you know, we predicted that there were going to be calls again that the Supreme Court's illegitimate, that you have to pack the court, that, you know, this, it's not working anymore, and, you know, no matter what. I mean, it just seems like that's always the case. Whenever, and this, again, is just because the Supreme Court agreed to hear the Donald Trump immunity case and make a decision about it. And, again, we're living in this time, folks, where every single thing is a political agenda. It's driven by a political agenda. I know that that's not necessarily something new, but it has become so much more pronounced. And it has become now the very bedrock of our society, as opposed to having the rule of law, the reasonable interpretation thereof, and to have a final say on something. That's why we have a Supreme Court, right? That's the whole point. But at any rate, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Friday edition. And as I said last hour, we're not responsible for the level of fun that you may experience on this program, because it is the Friday edition. We have a lot of fun on Friday. And by the way, if you think we have fun on Friday, check us out on the weekend edition of the show as well. We hope that you can. Weekend edition, of course, from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And not 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., but 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You can check us out, of course, on AM860, The Answer. Also, of course, along the GCN network. Go to GCNlive.com, by the way, if you want to pick up live streams for the program. We appreciate everybody at GCN. They work very hard for the show. We appreciate that. They distribute the show out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, welcome to the program along the GCN network this morning. And so once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Well, as I was just mentioning, of course, you know, this notion that Donald Trump's case, the question of presidential immunity, is going to be picked up and reviewed, and apparently a decision made by the Supreme Court. You know, maybe, you know, I'm hearing a couple of different things about this, seeing a couple of different things. I don't know that it will be turned around immediately, but it might be more like maybe May or June, maybe, somewhere in there. But at any rate, everything is so charged up right now because we are in the middle of a presidential election. And the Supreme Court ruling, and again, you know, some people are saying, well, they're taking up this case. So therefore, they are going to declare that, you know, by default, basically, they're going to declare that Donald Trump is immune to everything, anytime, anywhere. He will then, you know, somehow ascend to power and never leave. That's, in fact, on the other side of the break, we've got a great audio clip to this very kind of point. But I just don't think that that's going to be the case. In fact, whenever you go to a court case, no matter what, I mean, you may think you have the most open and shut case in the history of the universe, but it doesn't always go that way. And, you know, there's so many examples of that kind of thing happening. And certainly Supreme Court decisions. You know, everybody thought, oh, the Obamacare thing, that was open and shut. It was, this was a no-brainer. This was a slam dunk. And you saw what happened there. In other words, many Supreme Court justices sometimes do things that are very opposite the agenda that the whatever party president ever appointed them. So we just have to wait and see. There, and what I'm getting at is that there's always a roll of the dice whenever it comes to any kind of a judicial review or jury trial or court case of any kind. There's always an element of rolling the dice. And that's how the legal system works many times. But this from Breitbart, Hollywood celebrities freak as SCOTUS takes up the Trump immunity case. Stuff we can't say on the radio. blank, blank this, blank that, blank, 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 blank. It's okay. So you get the idea, right? The day after the Supreme Court ruled it would take up former President Donald Trump's immunity case, Hollywood celebrities appear to have received their marching orders to smear and delegitimize the court in the mind of the American public. In other words, here we go again, everybody, right? With alarming ferocity, Hollywood stars are trying to gin up popular outrage, using the ruling as an opportunity to push the Democrats' agenda of packing the court and signaling out Justice Clarence Thomas for more political persecution. Well, why not? I mean, it just wouldn't be a Friday if you couldn't do that kind of stuff, right? Blank the Supreme Court, wrote Ellen Barkin. Thomas needs to be in jail, said rocker Stephen Van Zandt. He posted that. Dems must push to expand the court. This from John Cryer, actor, of course, famous for Two and a Half Men. You might remember that. This is the piece de resistance, my friends. This from Rob Reiner. Republicans in the Senate refuse to hold Trump accountable for leading a violent attempt to overthrow the U.S. government. Now Republicans on the Supreme Court have just given him a get-out-of-jail-free card. Did they give that to him? It's now up to the voters to rid the U.S. of this cancerous threat to democracy. The Supreme Court just gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card? They've made no ruling. They're just going to review the case. Last time I checked. It might just push the case back. That's a procedural problem, it seems to me. But the one thing Rob Reiner mentioned, it's about the voters. Shouldn't it be left up to the voters to decide about who's going to be president? That might be just a revolutionary idea. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two is officially launched and going into orbit. Come along with us. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Friday edition of the show. And we are back in the USA. Well, we're living in the USA. That's a different song, by the way. But Linda Ronstadt, when she did that song, the cover of this song, which I believe was a Chuck Berry song, originally, I just always thought that was really cool. I remember that album when that came out, and there's so many good songs on that Linda Ronstadt album. But I'll tell you this much, folks, you know, especially if you've been out of the country, one of the greatest things in the world is to obviously get back to the country, get back to your home, get back to the United States, back in the USA. You know, my father had served in Korea, and when he came back home, he came home on a ship, you know, of course, across the ocean. And he said when they started to see the outline of the United States, you know, just they could see land. And that land was the United States. He said he really felt something. You know, he said that he was back home. And I believe he disembarked in Seattle, I believe, as I recall, and of course, made his way back home. But, again, it's just, you know, just even seeing the continent out in the distance on the ocean, you know, is enough, I think, to make people think, okay, good, you know, this, we're back in the USA. All right, Tony, appreciate your kind message earlier from a direct message. Do appreciate that very, very much. Also, folks, of course, we've got much more to talk about, tell you about here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. Is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And I'll tell you what, again, this vilification of the U.S. Supreme Court is really now only in its infancy stages, I think. We're going to see this really start to explode. You know, these are the first little opening salvos, you know, a couple of people from entertainment, Rob Reiner, you know, as I said, John Cryer. He's, again, an actor famous for Two and a Half Men and other comedy movies and things like that. But it's already starting, you know, SCOTUS has lost its last shred of legitimacy. Slow walking the immunity case is the final straw, he says. So I guess how are we to interpret that? It's the final straw. And he says Dems must push to expand the court, add 18-year term limits, and a full ethics investigation of Clarence Thomas. Folks, again, these are the kinds of things we've heard this before. And we hear this whenever there's a decision, but there's no decision here yet. It's just the fact that it's time to pile on the Supreme Court. And by doing so, you know, calling into question its legitimacy, gee, I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand how that all works. You know, if you know, is that inciting something? Or what's going on? It's the final straw. I don't know what that means. I really don't. And John Cryer's a funny guy. He's a great actor. He's a very funny guy. But, again, it's this notion that, now, you know, we either have to pack the court, which FDR tried to do, lo, those many years ago, or now you have to delegitimize the court. Then you have to say, well, no, we're going to impeach this, and then we're going to add a term limit. You know why? Because we want the agenda people to turn over every 18 years or so that we can keep our agenda going. That's what that says to me. Do you know what a lifetime appointment says? A lifetime appointment says, I don't answer to anybody but the law. Okay? I don't answer to anybody but the law. I have the ability to call the balls and strikes and not have to worry about other kinds of political machinations. That's, I think, one of the reasons why they put it in place as they did. All right, we got Backgammon Bob giving us a call this morning, this segment. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. Anyway, this what they call in quote bipartisan bill that would steal the border, and essentially, President Joe Biden called on the Republican House to pass what he called a bipartisan bill, which would limit illegal entry to 5,000 a day. Now, 5,000 a day is a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And the claim is false, according to the bill. Line. Former border chiefs and others argue. And this bill, the bad thing about this would codify into law discretionary authority for Mayorkas. In other words, this would increase his authority and increase his power. Congress already gave him lawsuits filed against his policy. Using such authority, Mayorkas unilaterally changed the laws established by Congress, including creating over a dozen parole programs, which House Republicans said are illegal. And it goes on. This was a thing I actually got out of the Salem News or your channel, you know, the,
mm-hmm.
the app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the main thing is this is the type of thing that we've got to can't allow it to go through, because if it gets into law or something, I don't think the next president could even change it or something. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's the thing. If they try to do that, or they also take it out of the hands of the courts, say the state federal court, but you could only go to D.C. to have things reviewed, and that just stacks the deck even more. So, yeah, that's exactly the way that what they're trying to accomplish, yeah.
Which would further even undermine states' rights even more.
Well, exactly. Yeah, because you're never going to be able to actually get a fair hearing on something, especially if it's illegitimate, you know, in the eyes of that state or of other judges or the courts. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so,
which is why did I argue, and you've heard me argue for this for quite a while, that the state should just totally ignore Washington and just go ahead and work against these things, just deport these people on their own and incarcerate them on their own. They come across and totally ignore the federal government. And if the federal government says anything, well, we're just enforcing your laws, which you're supposed to enforce, And if you think this is illegal, well, come down here and do something about it.
Yeah, it's part of the – it is turning into more of a showdown. In fact, this judge that said the Texas laws is not constitutional to arrest migrants, he's citing things like nullification. But I don't think they're nullifying anything. They're just trying to catch people who have committed a crime because the federal government has no interest in catching people who committed a crime.
Well, the main thing is the state can simply say this. We're simply enforcing existing law.
Exactly.
That's the most powerful argument that the states have against this, and the states need to the states can start deputizing people and using their own people to enforce these things, and they need to take away the incentives that these people are coming across the border because they think they're just going to get a bunch of free stuff, be transported over. They need to come across the border and go right into the detention camps.
Or be turned back, exactly right. Or not be able to get in the first place.
Well, the thing is, if they're turned back, they can come across again. But if they know they got to spend 30 days in jail and stuff like that, and then be put across the border, that's a different story for them.
There have to be consequences. Well, back to Evan Bob, I appreciate the call. We got one more caller before the end of the segment, but thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you, Kyle. Bye.
All right, back Evan Bob, everybody. All right, folks, brace yourselves. We got just enough time here. We're going to go with 60 seconds with Todd. It's a little early in the program, but that's okay because it's Friday and we're having fun. 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I only get 60 if you're wondering why I'm not on every night. Okay, I can only call. It's not my show. Everybody else gets a half hour, 15. I get 60 seconds because I say more in 60 seconds than anybody in America does. Okay, the bottom line is this. Hey, Rob Reiner, you Marxist, communist piece of crap. Donald Trump ain't guilty of anything. But you don't care about Lincoln Riley getting killed in Georgia, do you? You don't care about that beautiful. But no, let the illegals in. Let the illegals in. Shut up. Okay? If it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be no New York. Okay? I was in New York when Donald Trump built them skyscrapers when nobody wanted to touch anything and built Walman Rink with Mayor Cotton. Don't give me that. If I was a governor, I'd be outside the courthouse steps saying, get these cases out of here in Georgia and in Florida. Donald Trump is innocent of all charges, you fake phony piece of crap. And let me tell you, you Marxist losers, all you activists, Joe Biden, hey, judge in Texas, was that your daughter that got killed over there by an illegal? Or over in Maryland, was that your kid that got killed? Of course not. Because you're a leftist Marxist activist, okay, who sits on the court and bids the water for Joe Biden while Americans get killed. Did you see in Denver, Colorado? Nobody wants to go to Colorado Prime. Because you in Illinois, they don't want Donald Trump on the ballot, but they're going to give illegals money and cut your hours for pay when you work for Denver? You're stupid. Anyone who goes to this piece of crap, I hope your house has a sinkhole in it. See?
All right. Todd in Tampa, everybody. 60 seconds with Todd. Very, very interesting, unique experience. As always, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Friday edition is going on.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Biden met with local leaders and Border Patrol agents in Brownsville, while Trump held a rally in a border park in Eagle Pass. The House is greenlighting a temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown Friday night. The bill extends two government funding deadlines to March 8th and March 22nd, granting lawmakers additional time to reach consensus on appropriations bills. The Senate is expected to vote on the legislation before Friday's deadline. The most recent inflation report indicates a 0.4% increase for January, aligning with forecasts. The Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated last month that he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, hour two continues halfway through, basically. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we do continue to press on, press onward towards the end of hour two, and of course that means hour three is around the corner, and wherever you're listening from this morning, we really, really are glad to have you on board here with us. This program is for you, and this is the best job of the world, by the way, and I have you to thank for that, and I always want to make sure that I express that so that you hear it and you know. All right, so once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you have something you'd like to opine about. A couple of great calls there last segment, and this whole thing about the Supreme Court, you know, this is again the setup of trying to get the public to somehow believe that the Supreme Court is really just another, it's like a rubber stamp of political agendas. It's just another voting group that votes on the politics of it all, votes on the political wants of it all. But really what it's designed to do, as we know, it is designed to interpret the law, the Constitution, so that we have a consistency, so that we have a firm foundation of what our rule of law is all about. And so when you hear these righteous indignation, you know, cries, the Supreme Court is illegitimate, they've lost their last shred of legitimacy, and this kind of thing, I don't know that that's really designed to buttress the idea that the law needs to be interpreted correctly, or consistently, or reasonably, or to make an argument as to why it's been interpreted there, such as, it's absolutely, it cannot be about politics. But everything has become about politics. Everything has become about the emotions of it all. And so that's where we're at right now. Let's listen in here just real briefly. Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC is absolutely livid about this idea that the Supreme Court is taking up this question. You know, but because, by the way, let's just say this. Let's just say that a court case moves forward and they convict Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're still going to appeal it. It's going to get to the Supreme Court, and there's going to be a decision about presidential immunity. And eventually, but see, here's the thing. Well, then he wouldn't have got elected president, and ergo, we would have saved our democracy and so forth. But let's get the answers to these questions. Don't you think the voters deserve the answers to those questions? See, it's not really about anything other than making sure the election turns out the way you want it. And so now you're not happy that it may not turn out the way you want it. So you just blame the Supreme Court. But let's listen to Rachel Maddow and what she had to say about this.
Think about the court as the Supreme Court of the United States and a rational actor and a decent one. That was a reasonable supposition, and it just turns out they're not that. Incremental bit of progress here. The important question here is not whether the Supreme Court is going to decide that Donald Trump and all presidents are immune from prosecution for things they commit, crimes they committed while they were president. I mean, it would be fully insane for them to actually side with Trump here, right? The conclusion that we can arrive at now based on what they have done without having to wait for the ruling is that they are ensuring that Trump will not face trial. And when they inevitably rule that presidents aren't immune from prosecution after they leave office, what that will tell Donald Trump, if by then he is president, is that he can never leave the office of the presidency.
Right.
And if he is voted out in 2028, he cannot leave office, and he is willing to he is welcome to commit any crimes he wants to, as long as he is still president, in order to ignore the result of that election and stay in power for life.
Okay. All right. Okay. Stop right there. Okay. So, first of all, I mean, you got the usual suspects here. You got the thing, well, the Supreme Court was supposed to be a rational actor, and it was reasonable. And it turns out that they're not that. So, that's the first thing. And, you know, I mean, this is different than criticizing Congress. Congress can't get its act together. You know, I wish Congress could ever do anything right. Stuff like that. But when you're talking about the Supreme Court, you know, it just seems like it's a much bigger sort of a stretch to talk about it the way that she is. And I just don't know that it's really true, see? But you have to lay that basis in order to make the rest of it kind of work, right? And so, you know, she goes on to say, you know, it's about, you know, whether or not the presidents, all presidents are immune from prosecution for crimes they committed. But then she says, Donald Trump, if he is voted out in 2028, and I heard that, and I'm not so sure. I'm just surprised Rachel Maddow missed this one. My question is, can Donald Trump run again in 2028? Could he run again? I don't think so, right? As far as I know, I don't know that he can run again. He would serve one term. That's the whole point of this, right? This is why choosing the vice president is such an important choice if he wins the election, you know, because the question becomes, are you setting up a vice president, the vice president that is on the ticket with him? Are you setting that person up as the heir apparent? But again, first of all, there's something else going on. When they inevitably rule that Trump is immune, how does she know that they're going to inevitably rule that he's immune? We don't know that. We have, again, all that does is feed into the notion that these are all political actors. They have no interest in the law itself, and they're simply going to vote their own political agenda. And I hate to say that that's partially true, unfortunately, because of the way that some of these latest Supreme Court justices, even during their interviews and so forth, it just is very, very disconcerting. And the idea of being a constructionist and so forth, all these things are poo-pooed. They, oh, that's terrible. You don't understand. You're going to take this stuff literally? Well, you can't do that, you know, and on it goes. But generally speaking, as I mentioned earlier, the Supreme Court can actually surprise you or surprise presidents. Well, they were appointed by so and so. I can't believe they sided with blah 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 the left side of the court. Basically, how could they do that? Well, again, it all depends. But this is the system, and some people would say it's the worst system in the world, unless you compare it to all the others. I wish I could remember who said that, because I want to give credit where credit is due. But gosh, golly darn, gee whiz. If we're going to tear each other apart now and tear our country apart, again, because of something that is a matter of constitutional law, then we've got bigger problems than the Middle East. We've got bigger problems than China. We've got bigger problems than Vladimir Putin, who wanted Hillary Clinton to be president, by the way. Just so we know. Remember, you know, it was inevitable. You know, he wanted Trump because Trump is a pawn of Putin. You remember all this stuff? In other words, folks, when are we going to have enough of it? When are we going to collectively say this is enough? Well, we can start to say that by the way that we vote, not just on the presidential ticket, not just on the, and this is really key, not just on the presidential ticket, but on every single other person you are able to vote for. You look at your ballot and go down that ballot and see who's who. And, you know, from dog catcher on up, it seems. Because that's where the greatest difference can really come. You can send off a president to Washington, but if everybody in your state, like my state of California, is so hyper-liberal and mono-party rule, well then, you know, what difference does it make who's in Washington at that point? I mean, overall. Is that going to change California policy? No. Californians have to change California policy. Right? Nevadans have to change Nevada policy. Texans have to change Texas policy. And on it goes. But this is where we can be really effective. And this is why so many of the times we're being divided on things and there are distractions about the important issues, because there are those who simply want to keep it as, you know, just beat each other's throats. You know, don't be friends with someone who's not in your political party. You know, and on it goes. But we're smarter than that. We are smarter than that. And we're smarter to know that Donald Trump's not going to stay in office forever. And on it goes. Oh, my gosh. And like I said, when are we going to get tired of it? All right, stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. We've got a song by request.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Friday edition continues on. And, well, you know, we are having fun. And why not? It's Friday, you know. All right, welcome back, everybody. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. And, folks, you know, we've reached the part of the program where we've got another great song that we're going to play this morning, and it is by request. I do want to thank driver Ron as well, who made some other requests as well. And Ron, I think we're going to be able to get to those early next week. Or actually, you know what? I've stopped myself short there. Actually, we can do those on the weekend edition, as a matter of fact. I appreciate those requests as well. As you know, I always love to say by requests, and I'm really just tickled that we're getting more requests. I think it's just really kind of cool. Again, we'll take a look at the weather here and talk with Denise Simon, by the way, from FoundersCode.com here in just a few short minutes. But first, we got a great direct message from Jerry listening in Las Vegas. And he says, okay, Kyle, it's time to play some music for Southern boys. He says, I live in Las Vegas now, but I grew up in Florida and listened to the original Southern rock band, the Allman Brothers. He says that he would like to hear Statesboro Blues from the Fillmore East album and be ready to rock out, he says. And I appreciate the kind words, by the way, as well, Jerry. He says, love your show. Keep up the good work. I again, very, very much appreciated. I can't tell you how much. And so, folks, this is a great blues tune. This is the Allman Brothers. This is a live edition, by the way, back from 1982 from the University of Florida band shell, we understand. And so without further ado, let's check it out. This is the Statesboro Blues. This is a cool track, everybody. Absolutely, we're just laying it down there. Folks, thanks to Jerry in Las Vegas. Everybody give a collective thanks to Jerry on that one. Yeah, that was just really super cool. And I got to tell you, I think what I'm seeing there as well, I think that was, one of the instruments up there was the B3 organ, I believe. And was that a spinning Leslie speaker I might have seen? That's, again, just old school. And that is really, really something. So thanks to Jerry for the request. And thanks to everybody for your requests, by the way. I really, really appreciate it. And we're just glad to get them and glad to play them because, you know, one of the things, we just have fun a lot of times here on the program as well. And I know that that sounds a little cliche, but it's not really, because in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning across America, this is the place. Folks, this is the place. And I appreciate there was another listener at one time who described it as, kind of old school talk radio, you know, where people get to call in and be part of the show. I mean, it's a lot of fun. And speaking of being part of the fun and being part of the show, we've actually got our opportunity now to talk with Denise Simon, Founders Code. denisesimon.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise. Happy Friday.
Hey, good morning.
Happy Friday, and a lot going on. I don't even know where to start with this this morning, but certainly we've got the government shutdown. We've got the judge who's blocking the Texas law about arresting migrants. But we've also got, of course, the Supreme Court saying they're going to take a look at the immunity question for Donald Trump. And we've already got some in the celebrity universe going apoplectic about that.
Well, we also have the situation with Catherine Herridge.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. That's exactly, yeah, because we want to be able to spend a lot of time on that, too. But, yeah, what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
What's being done to her is outrageous. Especially, interestingly enough, that the judge, who is apparently about to put her in contempt for not revealing her sources, is a veteran judge, a Obama judge, and he's the same one that blocked the special counsel John Durham from entering evidence against the Clinton lawyer Michael Sussman. That would have, you know, detailed the plot to the leak of the false information about the Trump-Russia gate thing. So, yeah.
Well,
we've got activist judges. That's where we are.
Well, yeah, and Catherine Herridge, she is top notch. You know, I don't think that, you know, if you would want to look for a definition of incredible investigative reporter, journalist, and professional, she would be at the top of the list.
Been with her a couple of times in Washington. She's a very detailed person. She really hones in on specific details and goes very deep. And sad to see that she wanted to leave Fox and go over CBS. I think CBS just made her an exceptional offer that she couldn't turn down. Then it turned out to not be such a good decision, eh?
Indeed. And but this, again, this revolves around not wanting to divulge how you got your source. Exactly.
And no media should ever have to do that.
Well, that's right. That's at the very heart of the matter of being able to get stories and bring out the truth and, you know, for lack of a better term, expose things that need to come to light.
There was a previous, I'm trying to remember her name, a journalist that actually was dealing with the same thing. Let's see. And she went to, she said, I'm not doing it, and she actually went to jail. They sent her to jail, and she went. She written a couple of books, both of which I've read, but it's been a long time. I'm trying to remember her name. I can see her with dark hair. Anyway,
it'll come to you, I'm sure. It'll come to you over the break, I'm sure. It always does. That's how it works sometimes, right? Denise Simon, stay right there. We're going to come right back. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We've got a lot more to talk about. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course. Folks, hour number two now officially in the books. Can you believe it? But the Friday edition continues on. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.